to Yoga Chai and a Dog. Even before I begin, let me start with a disclaimer. Our dog is very cranky today.
And we have two dogs today.
Yes, yeah? And she has got a friend. Unfortunately, she's a bit cranky today. So you would hear a lot of, you know, her interjections during the podcast. But hey ho, well, she is one of our hosts, right? Okay, so how are you guys today? It took me a long time to convince Archana to come to the M word. Yeah, something that she really passionately believes it. She practices it, but she kind of gradually worked up to the topic. And the M word which I'm talking about is meditation. And it all started from one of her friends. Her client, yeah. Catherine Brown. Yeah. I hope Catherine is happy taking her name. She's a lovely lady. I've met her once. Yeah. And she's more lovely because she has written excellent things about me. So let me read her mail. Okay. I'll just come to the crux. It says, Archana, would it be cheeky to ask for your meditation guidance on your podcast? They were so lovely when you did them at Center Court. Oh, okay. And then she goes on.
Thanks.
Yeah, and then she goes on. As someone at the beginning of my journey, I find Deepak's questions very useful. He often asks just what I want to know, and your new answers have not disappointed. Wow. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you once again.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
So, Archana, meditation. I really wanted to cover this topic for a long time. We did discuss a couple of times, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But somehow, like, we thought that we will cover the common topics first and then come to meditation and mindfulness and all, because they themselves are a big topic in themselves, right? So, okay, I have never meditated in my life. Perhaps once or twice, but not actually meditated. And I know you do it regularly. So, if I were to begin meditation, roll back. Why do I need to meditate? Let's start with that. Why?
I think, you know, today we are covering it for the beginner's perspective. And let me give you a background of what Catherine has written, because for two years, I took classes in Center Court, Hampshire Basingstoke. And where I came up because I still believe with movement and nutrition, the spiritual side of my upbringing and my education is very, very important. So I started my class with the intention. So I don't know how would be the response, but I started with the intention. And the intention, slowly, it covers the breathing pattern. And then later on, after the movement and everything, every time I used to cover 5 to 10 minutes of mindfulness and meditation practice. So your question was, why would I do meditation and mindfulness? So in my class, there were people who used to come, and I used to just explain that, this is how I do. Up till now also, I'm doing the class exactly in the same pattern. So they used to ask why. I said, okay, don't think about it's a meditation. Just come and enjoy. And if you really think that this benefits you in a way, or maybe you feel like a bit more calm. Meditation is nothing about you would get anything in return. What people really think, oh, feel good factor. No.
Not even that.
If a lot of people think that meditation is bringing you to something, a very spiritual awareness or something like that, yes, it can happen. It happened after a long practice, time, yeah. A practice of meditation. But meditation, in a simple and pure term, is to do nothing and to stay with yourself as you are. And sometimes you dilute the illusion of who you are also. That is meditation. So meditation doesn't give you anything in return. So it just brings you back into your own aura, which is the energy system, and your own existence of who you are. And that's a very powerful thing. I know that as a beginner, it might be very heavy for you.
No. A wicked thought came in my mind. You know, if meditation is just being you, what you are, I would just love to meditate all my life. Sorry, that was on a lighter note. Okay. But I think what you are trying to say is meditation helps you connect to yourself, be connect to what you really are?
Actually, you know, it's something, if you, I'm just talking as a beginner perspective here. So I'm not talking as
you can't get a beginner more beginner than me, you know. I have never done it.
Yeah.
Though I've got a person, I live with a person who believes in meditation, who meditates. I've seen her meditating, but I've kind of moved on.
Yeah. So it's just like if you're like Deepak, how Deepak is saying. So in most of my classes, when I start and people start coming, they have never done meditation before. So for them, with their experience, I would say that when I ask them, or with my own experience, when I started doing meditation, I didn't do it like as any of the beginner. They really think, oh, they have heard meditation is really helpful in creating peace, or maybe your illness would go, or something. Lot of thing you would read about meditation, and it all happens. But the thing is, when I started, I just wanted to learn what's meditation. And it's, believe me, it's very hard to just sit for 5 minutes still with yourself, because we can be with our friends, family, or, chatting, everything, you know, watching TV.
We are so used to doing one thing or the other.
Yeah, so
and multitasking and whatever, that, you know, trying not to do anything.
Yeah, anything means, if I would say that, okay, 5 minutes, stay still without thinking about anything, you know, without any thought coming to you. Is it possible? No, it's not, because
okay,
it's
let's do one thing, yeah. Right? So I'm as fresh as you. No, not fresh. I'm probably as new as you can get on meditation. So let's try that.
Okay, so I would start exactly as Catherine has asked me, because I know people who worked with me, and they know how I start the meditation for a new person.
Yeah.
So it's like, first, let's say you have come to my yoga class. And
I am here before you. Come on.
Yeah, so we are not doing any movement, but we are just practicing what. So initially, when I always welcome the people first, and I ask them to just be aware of where you are, and then slowly I ask them to sit in a way where their leg is crossed. So if you have any issues with the knee or anything, so if you are practicing, you know, if you are doing it with me today, so you are very welcome to sit on a chair, as Deepak is sitting on a chair and I am sitting on a sofa with my crossed leg. So it's the lotus pose, and your tailbone is really connected to the seat, and you are really elongated. So you are like...
What's it dominated?
Sitting in a posture where you are not hunching your back, or your shoulder is not coming forward. So just your breathing should be really very smooth, and you can, your diaphragm, which is, I know it's a very, I'm talking more scientific here. But the thing is, it's just bringing yourself more open on your chest and the back, so that your breathing is very easily you could do, but you could breathe in deeply. So... And bring your thumb and the index finger together. And either your palm is facing towards the ceiling, or this is facing towards the floor, whichever is comfortable. And this position is like joining the universe and the earth together. And now just breathe in. Deep breathing in. And breathe out as if you are trying to clear a mirror. So you would breathe out like, and in this breathing, today in this class, we are trying to bring an intention. So maybe the intention is just being here in this moment, being present in this moment. So maybe you are listening to some sound which is surrounding you. So think about that sound. And each time when you are trying to really hear that sound, some thought would come up. Because as a human, we are always engaged into one or the other thought. Let the thought come to you, but don't get engaged into it because that's not your station. So think as if you are in a train. You're not getting down in each station which you see. And each time you move forward, the thought comes. You're not engaging into thought. You're not clinging into those thoughts. But you are aware that there is a thought. But that's not your destination. And slowly connect yourself to that. If you can really for a second or a fraction of a second also, you could find a peace where you are not worrying about what you are doing or what the end result is. You are just here and focusing on your breathing, how you are breathing. Is your breathing much deeper or is your breathing really like shallow breathing? You are breathing not completely in and then out. And stay there. And with this, we put our intention. So for today's class, maybe we would put the intention of courage. So how courage, we could bring courage in our movement and how we could later on finish our class with this word courage in our practice. And on your own time, you could bring both palms together. Come to Anjali Mudra, which is the Namaste Mudra, if you know that. Slowly becoming aware of where you are sitting, your surrounding, and start listening to the sound. The air. And open your eyes. So... I could see Deepak really like, I don't know. It's up to you, Deepak. I know it's you have done it for the first time with me. You know, I'm not expecting any outcome out of it. But the thing is, what was your experience? Was it very uneasy to sit like this?
Okay. I also need to keep a watch on the sound meter.
Okay.
Whatever. So obviously I was trying to follow you, but also keeping, you know, my eyes open. But then it was very interesting to watch you. You were completely, I don't know, I mean, I've never seen you like this before. Yeah, it was like, I mean, the moment you started, there was a glow on your face, your eyes was closed, there was a glow on your face, and it looked as if you're not here. You're somewhere else, yeah?
I get really emotional when you are talking about this, because... This is where your mind really, the minute I start talking, I think somebody takes over,
that was exactly the case. I mean, it looked as if you're just not here. And as you were saying, you were completely at a different place. Your voice changed. You can listen to the recording later. Your voice changed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. But then I was trying to for the first time, so... I was trying to keep my eyes closed, but also keep on opening and looking at the audiometer. And then you started talking about the breathing. So I started breathing. Then you talked about, you know, getting into the lotus position. So obviously I was sitting on a chair, so I couldn't do that. Bringing the index finger and the thumb together. Then that meant that my breathing went back to the shallow, normal shallow breathing. Yeah. Okay. Too much things to juggle about.
Yeah, so this is what happened. As a beginner, we become really, we have lot
we
of expectation.
Following literally.
Yeah, we have lot of expectation and we really think, oh, this should not go. Nothing will go wrong, actually. So when I started, I don't know what I said, but the thing is, it's something like letting go and surrendering to something bigger than you. It will come. So people who are beginner, they really think that, oh, they will not sit for 2-3 minutes. It's okay. You know, if you can't sit, that's also fine. But when you are doing it with people, and if you are in a class, or if you are working with someone 1-to-1, so what happened is slowly you would understand it's just not about everything being perfect. It's just about sitting still, no matter what. Yeah. And let the thought come. We are, as a human, have tendency to, if one thought comes, so let's say a thought come, or you are very unhappy with one of your friend, maybe this thought has come, and then you really start thinking, okay, in the past this has happened, so okay, and then we become really,
you start building upon,
yeah,
that,
and we,
yeah,
become really, what is the word, we become really engrossed into, yeah, the storyline, and that takes us away from our own stillness and own peace and calmness. So this is what meditation does. It, all the thought would come. So it's like training a puppy. So when if you have ever seen a puppy or a child also, they are all over the place, you know, and slowly you would start telling them, okay, this is the time to sleep. You have to make an effort to sleep, and you slowly introduce them to things. So it's exactly the same thing, but as a, we have a lot of expectation when we go to a yoga class or any classes. We really think, oh, we should lose weight. Oh, if this is a yoga class, my mind should be really peaceful. Oh, why I am angry? I still get angry. I still get jealous. I still get things. But the thing is, the more you practice, those emotions would get shorter and shorter.
So, okay, let me ask you a question. Yeah. How often do you meditate?
For me, meditation is a tool, like sometimes I'm just sitting, how I'm sitting on the sofa now. So sometimes I just sit here and I close my eyes and I meditate. Sometimes what I do when I'm making mandala, I go to a phase where, you know, I'm not there. Though I'm making mandala, I know it's very odd to say, but I'm not there. Same with the walking. Deepak is looking at me like, who is she? What is she talking about?
Yeah. My God, 27 years, I've never seen her like this before. It was not scary, but it was completely different. Yeah. Okay, I need to go and attend your class. Probably put a mustache on or something and do it so that you don't recognize me.
If you live in Basingstoke and if you really want to experience this, I'm open for it. You can come and just sit, you know, I have got space in my home where I could, because I want people to get into these type of stuff just for 5-10 minutes also, and that is such a good feeling.
Okay, so you have been meditating for some time, yeah, right? How long? 5 years?
I don't remember exactly, because...
But okay, fine.
Yeah.
Considerable time.
Yeah,
right?
Being a very... I think for me, meditation and mindfulness, both is like, I keep on... It's a term, mindfulness is used in Buddhism. So, but at the same time, everything has originated from the same source. You know, like just now I was cooking for the week. So cooking, cleaning the kitchen. So then my mindfulness practice comes and I start enjoying the thing. So I'm reading.
I haven't completed the question. Yeah. How has meditation helped you? Sorry, I know you with saying that, don't expect anything out of meditation.
Yeah, yeah. It has helped me in a way, like, I think rather than blaming or rather than getting angry with someone, I do get angry for a day or a two, maybe if it's very serious, then maybe a two, or maybe for a week I get really disturbed, not angry, but really
disturbed.
Yes,
I have been there.
Yeah, but the thing is, meditation has helped me to dig inside me rather than inside other person, because this is where we are good at. We can correct any, you know, let's say in a country problem also, we could just sit on our sofa and say, oh, this politician is doing this, this has to be done, and then this, we are very good at that. Same with our friends and people who we know, we are very good in correcting them how they should live,
pointing mistakes at others, yeah.
But it's very good when we reflect inside us. And so it has made me more calm, and it has made me more like, honestly, I'm not saying anything to please anyone here, but I see beauty everywhere, and I see there is a lot of love, and this makes me very emotional, because sometime in this world, people can see it as...
people see negativity.
As a mask, yeah. That, okay, you are doing meditation, that's why you are saying that. But you, if you connect to that source, which is the center of you, which is served just by love. So I think it has made me more compassionate, empathetic, everything.
Probably a stupid question, but yet I'll ask. I spend about 55 minutes on train. Hmm. Can I meditate in train?
Absolutely, because absolutely. Really? I don't know, Deepak, do you remember when we went to see Dr. Aditi when she was performing in Winchester, and we were where she was performing, the hall didn't open, so we were sitting in the park, and there was a guy sitting there meditating.
Yeah, near the cathedral.
Yeah, and you looked at it and you said, oh, how peaceful he looked. So, you know, this is something which we could do anywhere. Just like 5-10 minutes also, if we just connect with ourselves. And, you know, sometime I would ask a beginner to say that, ask yourself, how are you today? Yeah. So how odd does it feel? Because we could ask to anyone other than ourselves, how are we? So when you ask, how are you today? Yeah, so in my practice, when I do the yoga practice, so sometime in the movement flow, I would ask people to come to the tree pose and Anjali and just ask, how are you today? You know,
sorry, what's the
how
tree
are
pose?
You doing?
What's yeah? the tree pose?
Tree pose is where you are in a one leg and the other leg is bent and you are in Anjali Asana. So you are in a namaste pose.
So Anjali is like you are a namaste but pose. with your elbows pointing outward rather than behind.
Yeah.
Rather than towards your back. Yeah.
Okay. So so it's just sometime asking yourself also bring you into your inner being. So it's like how are you doing?
So okay, no,
or something
so,
like that.
So
yeah.
how? So let's say once you are in the office or something like that. I mean, there are things happening around and all that kind of thing. But that 50 minutes time is really my time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can afford to ignore everybody who sits around me in the train. Not that I'm a chatterbox and I keep on chatting to them. Nobody chats to anybody, you know, on the trains these days. Mm. Yeah. So let's say if I want to meditate on my commute, do you still recommend touching the thumb and the index finger and those kind of things?
It's just I feel like these small thing which we do, like sitting cross-legged, sitting on the floor, your tailbone is completely... relax, surrender, and you are in a nice pose. These all helps us in breathing very naturally. When we breathe naturally, automatically our body gets into a very peace and calm mode. That's why it's important.
So I was sitting like, you know, when we did right now. You could
bring your right palm and on top of it you bring your left or left on or on
oh,
right.
So what
and
she is doing, let me bring, explain. What bring, she is doing is the palms are pointed upward, slightly bent, and she has put the left palm on the right palm and holding it, you know, near her tummy.
Navel point. And so either this or you could just sit straight because the purpose is your breathing should not be constricted, because if you know scientifically also, if our breathing is constricted, we are in a fight and flight situation. So if our breathing is more relaxed and all, we feel more relaxed.
So you can sit straight on the seat.
And then
you know, hold your palm one on top of the other.
I think it helps, but there are people who doesn't hold it that way also, but still they can do meditation.
So the important part in meditation is having an erect posture which enables deep breathing, number one, and number two, kind of being oblivious to the thoughts around you or to your surroundings.
I was coming to that point. There are many ways of meditation, but in Devi meditation, in the goddess meditation, is more on the visionary meditation. So you take a goddess and you vision that goddess and you meditate. So this is one way. The other way, which I just was saying things, so sometimes you would see a lot of meditation tool where you can listen. So I got a very good I used to get a lot of good compliment, and still I get a lot of compliment when I do meditation, because they find my voice makes them come to that peace place.
Once we complete this recording, listen to your voice at that time. It was completely different.
I'm honored because when you know someone so closely, and so that is another tool. The other tool, which is in Buddhism, they say don't close your eyes and look at something where you are focusing. So maybe there is a light you are focusing. So I keep on changing my meditation thing, and it's okay. And there is a meditation which is a walking meditation, and
really?
it's in Buddhism. So walking meditation is you're not sprinting, you're not jogging, you're not doing it to lose.
Hey, that's for another day. That's definitely not beginners.
No. It's so. Mindfulness meditation, where you are walking, and you are walking really very, very slow, and you are counting your breathing, and you are really observing, and just do it for 5 to 10 minutes wherever you walk, and you would be amazed that the number of things you would see and observe or maybe sense.
Sorry,
would be
come
very
again,
different.
Come again, once again.
What?
The walking meditation. You walk slowly.
Very,
and then,
very slowly. You walk really very slowly, and your breathing is like not like. So you are breathing, full breathing in and out. So deep breathing in and out. And then you look around also, and you observe thing, and it's just, it brings back you. That's why, going out for a walk, people say it's good. But mostly if you could just walk very, very slowly. So that is called a walking meditation. And it's good for some people because they can't sit still or they have issues in sitting still. So meditation can be done in so many ways. But don't expect anything in return. Just keep doing it. It's about getting into something which is like we are born with, but we don't see that. Yeah, so we are trying to find that again. So it's a good practice. It's a really excellent practice. And there are, I'm not talking about any thing like that, but there are so many benefits.
So what about those things you see? There's this soft music playing, it's typically like a sitar or something. Mm. Does that really help, or is it more to create that?
No, it does help, because I used to have a music where there was a waterfall, and then there was
a
music.
There are a lot of music on YouTube.
Yeah,
and then
there was a music of some drum beating and all. So drum beating, again, it's shamanic healing and all. So these all tools are really very good, and this can just help you. So sometime initially as a beginner, you have to find a way where you find that, okay, if you have issues with you have pain in your hip or neck or something. So make your sit as you are comfortable also, because if you are sitting like really what I said, that
if
your
you really
spine
force
said,
yourself
yeah, yeah.
to be erect,
so if
yeah.
you really think you can't sit like that, so put some cushion on your back, put some cushion on the floor, so you are really comfortable, so that your attention is towards your breathing and your practicing of meditation, rather than thinking about, oh, I have got pain. It's for everyone. It's for everyone. And especially if you have children and they are really hyper, or they have very, 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 very short attention, or any child, just let them sit. Let them sit for 5 and every meal. So in Christian also, there is a practice that in a, before meal, people used to worship. So I really prayer, a small prayer. And I really think that prayer was something like just bringing your attention towards the food. And this can help initially when you are struggling with any of the food issue also. This can help you. As a beginner, I have seen a lot of people, they would come to me and they would say, you know, Arshna, what? When I did this thing and I find that my eating pattern has changed, I find my sleep is improving. So I didn't promise anything. But yes, what I said before that, I always put an intention, that is sankalpa. So sankalp is intention, putting intention into your class. So, and you know, Deepak, I make those mandala. So for every class, okay, I make mandala and with the theme of that. And the sankalp is putting the intention. So I said courage. So how you can bring the meditation with the word courage? So it's... Yeah. It's
I wanted to say that, yeah. You know, you have used mandala a number of times in this podcast. And I believe you also have used it before. Hmm. Can you just take 2 minutes and explain to the listeners what exactly do you mean by a mandala? What exactly is a mandala?
Mandala is it has originated from Buddhism again, but if you would look at churches here in you know, Europe and England and everywhere, the churches also had that round circle and all. This is a way of meditation, and again with chanting, lot of people they make mandala. So there are different, you can't just give a definition like that.
So,
because,
okay, but let me explain, because I, you know, I've seen her, you know, making
it's more about bringing your subconscious mind where into consciousness. So when you are doing this, so lot of time when you start making it, most of the time when you start making it, you find that after certain time, you find that there are some thoughts which would come up and don't know from where, but that's what you needed that time, and that makes it suddenly all the chaos and the chatter from the outside world, which makes you really nervous or anxiety or stressed, just calms down. So this is, I personally feel this is a way of meditation too. And
so basically mandala is art form, okay? And you know, you would have seen mandalas drawn. I mean, even if you search for a mandala on Google, you can get a lot of images there. And essentially what Archana does for a mandala is she actually draws it. And she starts with the outer circle, and then you go to the inner circle, right?
Yeah, use it as a coaching tool, but I started as a coaching tool,
yes,
for my clients.
She has been doing that for a long time. But what is really surprising is when her clients draw mandalas, and a couple of them I know she has never met, and then they send her mandala to her, and then she starts reading the mandala as probably a doctor reads a ECG report or something like that. And the kind of intuition that she gets out of reading that mandala is... reading from that mandala
a long time back I put a competition on my Breathe Move Love page about mandala, and there was a girl from Manchester, Parul or something. I have never met that girl. So she has been following a lot of my stuff, and she said, and she won the competition for the mandala thing, and she sent me her mandala. I don't know how I do it. I still don't know how I do it, honestly.
Yeah, that's scary.
But the thing is, when she sent me her mandala, and I looked at her mandala, and I showed her some of the things what I found there, and I said, I'm not an astrologer, and I am not anything, you know, I'm just a person who has been working on this, but I find this thing in your mandala. And she sent me back a message saying that, Arshna, I was just like, I just thought, how do you know me? Yeah. And I don't know where she, I know she's somewhere from North Manchester or somewhere. And I know her name because she has been writing a lot of time to me. This time also during Navratra, she said you started a page 2 years back on Navratra, and it was the best thing which I worked with you and reading your stuff. So she is on and off a person who has been following my thing. And this has happened in my mandala workshop also. There were people who were not my client and I don't know anything about them. So, but again, I would not say that this is something
scientific.
Yes, something scientific or some, you know, I just think that this makes me feel like there is definitely a power of intuition and power of mindfulness and meditation. When you do it without thinking about, you know, what is the end result, it start helping you. And there is a lot of research now that this can really help us in navigating our life in a way. And with any terminal illness or anything, it just makes us
introspect.
Yeah, and we accept things as it is.
Okay,
yeah.
So coming back.
Yeah.
So you were talking about mandalas in mindfulness and meditation context, right? Making mandalas help in meditation.
Yes, because some people, they can't sit when you would ask them to do. So I think as a coach, we have it's good to have different tools for people. And a lot of people, they find like morning pages. A lot of people, it's again, I would say it's a meditation tool, but you are writing. So, and Julia Cameron, who does the morning pages, she said she can't meditate. And I was amazed when she said that. She said she can't sit and meditate. That's okay. But what she was doing was, you know, she has been doing for years and years, writing 3 pages. So whether it comes into that, it's a lot of debate here. So I'm not sure. I'm not mastered in any of these things. But I think these are good tools. So if you can't just sit and do things, so maybe pick up mandala. Maybe just write down, or I don't know, but
walk slowly.
Not slowly, but the thing is what I, because when I attended Julia Cameron workshop, so I never knew that she thinks morning pages is a meditation tool, but she said she has seen a lot of meditation teacher and they said, oh, you are hopeless. You can't meditate. And she said, but I can. And I thought, wow, how can she meditate when she can't sit? And she said, no, I can, because daily I'm writing early morning 3 pages. And when I write, and this makes me like at peace. So these are the tools. So if you really think that mandala is the way of doing it, that's okay. If that makes you feel calm, peace, and, you know, if playing a music also would make you. So, but if you really want to learn the old tradition of meditation, sitting meditation, walking meditation, those are also really good.
You know what? I just had a thought. Let's just do it as a class. As if you are taking a class. So what, I mean, some people who are interested in meditation and, you know, and they want to use it as a kind of a tool where they are listening to the podcast and they're meditating.
You know, we talked about it, Deepak, that this is our one of the future plan where we can put the podcast, meditation podcast, and people can just go there 15-20 minutes and they can meditate, and there would be different, like how I said that I take a sankalpa, intention, so maybe grounding, maybe courage, maybe your energy, feminine energy, masculine energy, something we can
I think let's do that. And I mean, listeners, if you would like to have something like that where we can have a podcast where she just takes a meditation class. So obviously it will be like, you know, you would be listening. So she would be talking about like, how do you sit and what you do, what thoughts you do. And then that might be quite interesting, right?
Yeah, or I could, I don't know. I'm not promising anything here, but the thing is we could do like taking a live class where, you know, we could record the live class.
Oh my God, I'll have to find out how to do it. Okay.
Yeah. So, but all these things will come in future. Definitely. Yes. I want to do all this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. We are looking at rebuilding our website, and that would really, you know, help.
Yeah, it's so if you really want to learn about meditation, you know where to find me. I am Archana from Basingstoke, and I have got a page, www.arshanamohan.co.uk. And my number is there. So, yeah.
Yes, I mean, if you're interested in, you know, talking more about it to Archana one-to-one or something, you can always send either a mail to us, which is yoga.chai.dog@gmail.com. Archana has access to that. You can talk to her and, you know, schedule some time with her, whatever. But
and we will find a way if you like it, like moving meditation. So yoga also, basically when I teach a lot of moving meditation too. So you put the intention and you move with that intention. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, well, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for my first lesson in meditation. Yeah.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Right. All right, guys. That's all we have for today. So hope you enjoyed it. Please do keep us writing back. And Archana,
I have answered your, and I'm really thankful that you took time out and write all those things. I would love more people to come up, and you know, if you have anything in your mind, just let us know, and if we can help, that would be really great.
Yes, thank you, Catherine, again for your wonderful comment. Thank you, listeners. Thanks to all of you. And you know what? I suddenly realized that just before we started the recording, Lulu was really cranky, but when you were doing the meditation, she was completely silent.
So it works on dog also.